guiding your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. And we've got a special guest on today, Edward Rose. Edward, are you with me?
I'm here.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. A little slower today than normal. I usually have about an hour to prepare for the show, and my alarm didn't go off today, so my apologies. Tell me about yourself here, Henry. You've got a book out?
Yes, it's called American Tobacco, The Shocking Truth.
Okay. And you're gonna have to walk me through this, because I've never smoked, well, tobacco anyway.
Well, the book is for smokers and non-smokers, not just because everyone knows someone who smokes, but also because it's an interesting story. But it started out where I took a trip to Europe, and I had planned on being there for more than 2 months. So I decided that while I was there, I would smoke a British brand of cigarettes. I actually flew to London. And that's where things got a little unusual, because after a few weeks of smoking the brand Mayfair, that was the first brand I smoked when I was there, I all of a sudden started to forget to smoke. And that's a little bit unusual to say, oh, well, how do you just forget to smoke? But it's the key cigarettes. Certain times when a smoker hasn't had a cigarette for about an hour, if you're indoors shopping or if you're in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles, we actually think, oh, we need a cigarette. We need to get outside. But in those situations, for some reason, I wasn't remembering to smoke. Sometimes I would even walk outside and continue on the sidewalk for another 10 minutes and still not think about smoking. So that was a little unusual. And at first I thought that it was, because I was on vacation, just having a good old time in London, but then some unusual things happened over time where I kind of confirmed the story with other people.
All right, hold on a moment. We got to take a break, and we'll open up the phone lines when we come back too. So if you've got some questions or comments, you can call in. You're listening to the Free American Hour. I am Clay Douglas.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the unholy alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Edward Rose, and we're talking about tobacco. We're talking about addiction here. I've always felt a little strange around tobacco. You know, I've never suffered from peer pressure, so I never smoked because everybody else was. But even today, I feel a little strange. I'll go into a bar and have a drink and. All the action's outside because people aren't allowed to smoke in the bars anymore. So everybody's hanging out on the patio, talking, being social, smoking. I even started picking up cigars so I could just go outside to kind of be in with the crowd.
Yeah.
And unlike Clinton, I don't inhale. What is the difference between the foreign tobacco and the American brands? Is there, are we using, I used to hear that they put something in the cigarette papers to keep the cigarettes burning because... If you're smoking a joint and you lay it down in an ashtray, here it goes out.
Yeah, that's true.
The cigarette will burn all the way to the end.
Yeah, well, there's a couple different possibilities of what they're doing to the tobacco. There are a lot of ingredients they add to it, and they have different reasons for it. So if they're adding a different ingredient to it that has a drug in it, they could just be saying, oh, we're adding this to keep the tobacco burning, or we're adding this for the flavor, and subsequently it also has another effect. But it's also possible that they're genetically engineering the tobacco, or they already did it 10 or 20 years ago. One of the things that most people don't know is that the tobacco that's grown in the American fields is changed all the time, the actual plant strain, and they do that for good reasons and real reasons. Usually they improve the variety so that they can grow under frost conditions, or they get varieties to grow faster. But God forbid, if there was something that happened 20 years ago where the tobacco companies did some research in another country and genetically engineered it to have a different drug naturally present in it, of course it would be unnaturally because they genetically engineered it, and then they could have switched all the tobacco in the fields, and the farmers don't even know that they're growing a different tobacco than what is being grown in Europe or on the Indian reservations. So I'm not really 100% sure if it's an ingredient or if it was genetic engineering, but it is important to keep in mind that tobacco is one of the easiest plants to genetically engineer.
Well, as we're sitting here, I didn't have time to make coffee, so I'm sipping a Coca-Cola, and that Coca-Cola got started and probably still does have cocaine in it.
Oh, yeah. That's how it got the name.
I do the Free American. I do a news magazine, and I report the other side of the news. We started Bin Laden in business. Actually, I guess just George Bush became one of the Bin Laden family partners. But we put Bin Laden in business to stop the Russians, to fight the Russians who were invading Afghanistan. And now we've invaded Afghanistan, and we did that supposedly to rid the world of the country of that nasty old evil Taliban, who were destroying the opium poppy crops. How dare they?
Exactly. It's
and so
drugs.
We invaded, and 3 months later, I heard on CNN, the talking head on CNN, kind of breathlessly said, well, there's a record crop of opium coming out of Afghanistan now.
They actually brag about it at this point.
You know, is it possible that they've taken an ingredient like opium, something that we know is terribly addictive, and put it into our tobacco?
Well, it's actually funny because that's exactly the theory I propose in the book, is that there's an opiate in tobacco. But what would be interesting is if it were a completely different drug, let's say something that's in a rainforest plant that was never discovered, because there's thousands of varieties of plants that we haven't even discovered yet, and thousands of active drugs those plants that we don't even know exist. So we don't know if the companies could have found a plant to genetically engineer the tobacco with, and then once it had that active ingredient in it, use a few more strains of tobacco to kind of bring it back on the tobacco end, so it still looks like tobacco and tastes like tobacco, but really there's a little bit of an aspect of that original plant there, along with the new one that has an active drug. And if that were the case, then the anti-tobacco scientists and the anti-tobacco government people, they wouldn't even know what to look for, especially if they eradicated that little plant growing in the rainforest immediately after all the research was done.
Well, I also concentrate a lot on health, and I'm not a very big fan of the pharmaceutical industry or the tobacco industry. I will take advertising from none of them, but I do talk to doctors, people like Jonathan V. Wright, who says in 40 years I never healed a single patient. They heal themselves.
Yeah, that's very much true.
And
very careful.
The Bible even tells us that God gave us all of the plants for our use, and you can heal almost every disease, from diabetes to cancer, can be healed by using certain plants that we don't even know about. A mushroom here, an herb from a piece of bark from a rainforest. I mean, even, you can scrape a little bit of the Yohimbe bark off of a tree in Africa. And it does more for you than Viagra.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because even on the news, at least every other day, we hear about a new discovery that a certain vegetable or a certain plant happens to have healing qualities. So on the one hand, it's like like all of the TV networks are running the pharmaceutical advertisements, and then on the other hand, they're telling us, well, guess what? All the cures are there naturally. I was very careful, though, not to make it look like I was advertising certain tobacco varieties, because if you read my book, which you can see a preview at the website, which is therealshockingtruth.com, when you read that entire page, I explain that within the book, I tell you a couple of different tobacco varieties that you can buy at your local tobacco store that are actually from Europe. And if you smoke those yourself, after 3 or 4 weeks, you will notice the difference, and it's a major difference. And some of the feedback I get from people is like they feel like I took them out of a matrix, because tobacco really controls your mind when you're sitting in a DMV or you're on an airplane. You know, you almost feel like a crackhead. But for some reason, on European tobacco, after 3 or 4 weeks, you don't think about smoking in those situations where no one else is smoking. You just completely forget about it. Then when you come back outside, you might think about it. Typically, I find myself coming out of a grocery store after the 45 minutes of aggravation with old people getting in my way, and then getting in my car, and I'm at least 10 minutes down the road before I even think about smoking, whereas typically, as soon as I walk out of the grocery store, I would reach in my pocket and pull out an American cigarette.
Yeah, I kid with people that are tobacco addicts, I call them. You know, we'll be driving along, and I'm sorry, you can't smoke in my truck. You can't smoke in my office, you know, because this tobacco smoke screws up the computers. And Judge, I'm allergic to tobacco. You know, it's a. I appreciate if you wouldn't smoke, but if the conclusions that you've come up with are true, that's a. It's pretty shocking, and maybe even worse than you're portraying right now, because we're being addicted to something that is killing us. How many people die from lung cancer from smoking a year?
Yeah, well, I get some attitude from a few of the people who visit my website. They'll send me an email back that says, oh, wow, you're such a genius. Everyone knows that smoking kills you or that it's addictive. And I try to explain to them, no, you don't understand. It's not just the original tobacco with nicotine in it. It's possible that the companies went out of their way to make it even more addictive, and that's a crime. It's kind of like when you have a guy who owns a bar and he sells alcohol, he kind of has a little bit going on in his head like, yeah, I guess I'm part of destroying people's lives, but, you know, the alcohol is there, and if they're going to drink it, they're going to drink it, and I'm going to make money off it. But what if he went out of his way, you know, like in the basement, like a mad scientist, to make them more addictive? That would be a whole lot more evil, and I think that's what the tobacco companies did. Of course, I can't prove it, and I probably never will be able to, especially if they used a plant that doesn't even exist anymore, but they have it in the tobacco strain, then no one will ever be able to prove it. But the one way you can prove it is to switch to European tobacco, and it really is strange. The last email I got was from a person who went in to use the bathroom, and he went to sit down in the bathroom, and he said that typically he brings a cigarette in the bathroom with him, and that was the first situation after about 3.5 weeks of smoking the variety I recommended where he found himself sitting on the can and he forgot to bring the cigarette in the bathroom. And he said from that point on, it was just strange. All those situations where you're in a friend's truck where you know you can't smoke and you just don't even think about it until you get where you're going. And it really is liberating. That's the word for it. It's quite liberating. You feel like you decide when you smoke, and the tobacco's not telling you to smoke anymore.
Is it possible that this ingredient in here is what is contributing to the disease and the deaths of people? Because the Indians had tobacco here when the first white man came over. And I don't recall any ever hearing much about cancer, lung cancer, or anything in the American Indians. They could run for miles. Hang on a minute. We got to take a break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Edward Rose, and we've got John from Tennessee on. Hello, John.
Clay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Let me get off.
You
hear John? Off of my headset. I'm sorry.
Ed, can you hear John?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Okay, is it Bedford? Hello?
Yes, what?
Okay, well, what I was trying to get to, for the last 30 years, Clay, I've been involved in the petroleum industry, distribution of chemicals and whatnot on trucks, and I know that I took chemicals that if you were to breathe them would kill you, but yet our chemical companies and our pharmaceutical companies are making concoctions and turning it into what they call medicine. I agree with your guest in the fact that as things are added, not only to make them addictive, but the plan is genetically engineered. When we take that into our bodies, we're altering. I believe personally that we're altering, however slightly, our own DNA and our own genetic makeup. So is it possible? Not only is it possible, I believe with all my heart that what he's saying is true, because if you ever have smoked a tobacco from Europe or from the Middle East or from China, you'll think, boy, American, and I'm no longer a smoker, but you'll think American tobacco is some good stuff. I mean, it would be similar to back in the 70s when people would say Mexican or Hawaiian. I mean, American tobacco is Hawaiian in comparison to, you know, foreign tobaccos. So, and it's interesting also that here in Tennessee, tobacco is a huge crop, but you've got to be on the government's name of people that are allowed to grow it, or you're going to go to jail. I mean,
it's that controlled that you can't grow tobacco in your backyard?
You can grow it for personal use, I suppose, but if you're going to sell it to a tobacco warehouse, they've got, I forget exactly what they call them, it's not a license, but it's where you get the plants from the government, you pay them, and they say you can plant it, and not only can you plant it, we'll guarantee that if you have a crop, you know, it'll be bought. It won't be useless.
Yeah, well, the reason that they do that supposedly is so that you'll grow certain strains that grow well under certain weather conditions and certain stressful conditions so that they can predict their crop and so that there isn't any kind of instability in the whole, I guess you could call it the stock market aspect of it. That's the excuse they use. But, of course, there are probably other reasons, and that's something
I... Well, and I agree with you. I think it's a rather nefarious reason that they're doing not only tobacco. Personally, I believe that we're eating not just Monsanto genetically modified grain and chickens for the Colonel and Tyson's and whatnot, because they know that as they're making these minute mutations through their knowledge, that it cannot help. In my opinion, it cannot help but cause an alteration in either in your mind or in your physical body. It's going to happen when you're poisoning your body. I mean, acetone, for instance, in its purest state, if you breathe acetone, it'll kill you. Now, when you dilute it and water it down, ladies use it to take their nail polish off. But when I pull into Eli Lilly with 8,000 gallons of acetone, and I said, "What are you doing with this?" And he says, "We're making medicine." The word that comes to my mind is pharmakia, which basically, if you believe in good and evil, pharmacy, pharmakia is witchcraft, it's wizardry, whether anyone believes that or realizes it or not. And that's why the pharmaceutical companies have such a fit. They want legal drug salesmen. They want legal drug pushers. They don't want and I don't want the people on the street pushing them either, but
They're competing a little bit. You know, the drug pushers, they work for the lawyers.
Well, I've got a relative, and I said, it was my niece's husband. I said, "What do you do for a living?" And he said, "I'm a pharmaceutical salesman." I said, "Oh, you're a legal drug pusher."
Yeah.
And he got a funny look on his face, but he knew it was true. I mean, these companies are spending billions of dollars to advertise on the television, and then in 30 seconds we'll give you 2 minutes worth of disclaimers and side effects. Ask your doctor if this isn't right for you. Would you rather have high blood pressure, cholesterol, or suffer a heart attack? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous,
One of the aspects of the story that I wrote were the differences I noticed between Europe and America. As soon as I got there, and I got to the airport and got in a cab with two friends I went over there with, we got about 3 miles down the London streets, and I thought to myself, where are all the fat people? You know, there really weren't a lot of obese people like you see here. So besides the tobacco, we have to wonder, what are they putting in the Oreo cookie filling that could be very addictive, that's causing the women on diets to eat a whole bag of those cookies in the middle of the night and then tell everyone their diet isn't working? So it really could be quite a messy situation we have in this country with corporations.
I lost my wife, Janet, I could have been a lot of things, you know. Because I'm not exactly the easiest person to live with. But.
Well, let me make perfectly clear. I'm not a smoker, and I do not endorse drugs, but I do not want modified food. I'd be happy if the pharmacy companies went away.
All right. Hang on just a minute. Listen, I appreciate your call, John. And we'll be right back here. If you want to call in, you can do that. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, at 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Edward Rose about the shocking truths about tobacco. My friend Monty, he smokes. He lives here with me. But he's been smoking Indian tobacco. It's a lot cheaper than regular tobacco. And I don't see him with a cigarette in his hand every day. I mean, it's not something that he's not one of these people that just smokes all the time.
Yeah, that's not surprising. I hear that from a lot of people. Sometimes it is hard to get Indian tobacco. That's why in the book I recommend these European brands that can be bought at any tobacco store. And I've never personally smoked Indian tobacco, so I'm not 100% sure if it's the same exact difference as I noticed. But I wanted to make one thing clear, though, like I was saying before, is that if you go to the website, therealshockingtruth.com, I don't really promote these tobacco brands. I'm very careful not to do that. At the end of the story, I mentioned the two different brands that you can get at the tobacco store for people who already smoke, and that hopefully if their addiction changes drastically like it did with me, it'll make it easier for them to quit. But I'm not saying that someone who doesn't smoke should just go out and smoke Indian tobacco or European tobacco, because it is probably unhealthy. But something you mentioned about hundreds of years ago, that
tobacco and seeing any findings. I learned from an acupuncturist that the way the lungs themselves is outside air. We spend the majority of our lives inside of an air-conditioned car, inside of an air-conditioned house, and breathing recirculated air, and the lungs can't clean themselves. So that's probably part of what is causing us to be so unhealthy, and not to mention all the gunk that's in the air vents in almost everyone's house and office.
Well, I also have an aronizer sitting in my house, and I turn that on if anybody wants to smoke in my office. And the cigarette smoke will just fall out of the air.
Yeah, well, one of the things I noticed when I got back from Europe is I went to take my mother shopping. I pick her up every week and bring her shopping. Well, she's kind of allergic to smoke. Not in a bad way, but if it passes under her nose, it'll make her sneeze or cough. Well, when she got in the car, I lit up a cigarette, and a little bit of smoke blew over her way, and she said, "What kind of cigarettes are those?" And I said, "Oh, they're from London." And she said, "That's strange because they don't bother my nose." So then 2 or 3 weeks later, I noticed all of a sudden that I don't have to clean my car windshield as often. It seemed that the European tobacco wasn't dirtying up the inside of my car. So it's like not only are they adding ingredients that cause you to be more addictive, but they're just adding so much crap in there that it's just a big, dirty, stinky thing. You know, like it's turned into something dirty, and it didn't used to be that way. But it kind of makes me wonder how many of these people who are allergic to smoke or say, "Can you put your cigarette out?" if they would really be annoyed if everyone was smoking European tobacco or Indian tobacco.
The website again, what's it's The Shocking Truth?
No, it's TheRealShockingTruth.com.
Okay.
And when you go there, you can read about the book. And people who buy the book, also, at the very end of the story, there's a secret web address at my website where you can see over a dozen pictures from the story, as well as a few music videos. And there's even a music video I produced, because I was over in Europe to make a movie, an independent film. And not too long after getting over there, I got stranded in the British flight terror threat. Oh, that's another doozy, too. That's something you'll read about in the story. I was actually supposed to be on one of the planes, one of the American Airlines planes, coming back that weekend that was supposed to be blown out of the sky. But to make a long story short, I ended up going to Germany and hooking up with a friend of mine who was on tour with his punk band, and I rode around with them for a couple weeks to wait for a cheaper flight out of Dusseldorf, Germany. While I was on the road with them, I produced a music video, and you can download that at the website if you buy the book and you go to the secret URL.
All right, now your book is sold through your website.
Yes.
That's very good. I'd like to talk to you more about that and the music videos. I've got quite a bit of music that I wrote a long time ago that I've done nothing with. I just never sent it out to real publishers.
Yeah, music kind of runs in my family. I've got two grandfathers who are very well-known musicians. I'm not really so much of a musician per se as in playing the guitar. I'm more on the technical end. I spent a lot of years with bands working as a guitar tech, and I can do audio and video editing, but I don't know if a note is off key or not. I can just tell if a tempo is right, or I can tell how to edit audio and all that kind of stuff.
Now, your book is only $4.99.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. So, TheRealShockingTruth.com. And I do a second show, Edward, more like a blog talk radio. I do that an hour after the show's over. And I've got a gentleman on there today that I had on this show yesterday, or day before yesterday. And he imports hemp from hemp seeds and hemp powder from Canada for its nutritional and medicinal purposes. And it has no THC, so it's not the psychoactive hemp plant. But he talks about how it's the trace minerals in it, and maybe it because hemp's roots reach so deep, it It may have contained the natural fulvic acid that prehistoric plants used to produce. And that's outlawed here. In America, it's just like the government and the people that pull the strings here don't want anybody healthy in America. You mentioned the Europeans being slim and trim. My ex-wife said, well, I don't like this place. All the women are so thin and good-looking and young and good-looking. I said, well, maybe you'd be that way, too, if you stopped stuffing that chocolate down your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that got me the divorce. But when I go out to a Walmart or to a club or something right now here in the United States, here in New Mexico, it's amazing. I do not see any women I would even want to go out with.
I know, that is kind of strange. In fact, it's kind of funny you mention that because the music video I made for my friend's punk band has a joke in it. It's called Hot German Chicks on Bicycles. And the backstory of that joke is that when I first got to Germany, and when my friends first got to Germany a couple of years ago, because they've toured there before, but I didn't, there were these women riding around on bicycles, because everyone rides bicycles over there, and they were all slim, trim, and pretty. So you have to pay video girls to be in your video otherwise, unless you film them in public, and if you don't show their faces. So I did a bunch of filming of hot German girls on bicycles. So throughout the video, every now and then it cuts away to girls on bicycles. So those are our video girls, per se, who we didn't have to pay to be in the video. But, yeah, I do have – I've got a couple relatives who have a weight problem, and it's really interesting to me, the eating habits. It almost verges on, like, a drug addiction, the way they'll go out of their way to either try to eat something fattening or if they – smell something fattening, the reaction they get. But I'm kind of a skinny guy, you know. I've always been that way my whole life. I walk into a Wendy's, and I would just as soon eat a grilled chicken sandwich as a hamburger. It doesn't make a difference to me, you know. But to overweight people, it does. So you really got to wonder, what are they feeding the cows? What are they doing to make it so desirable to certain people? Because it is the job of an American corporation to increase shareholder value. And it is a natural instinct of any business owner to think, how can we get people to eat more of our product or to buy more of our product? The question is, are they willing to cross that line? You know, and
Monsanto has tried to patent a pig. they have genetically altered a pig to, and they're trying to get a patent on it so they can feature their genetically altered bacon and control it. And they've certainly done that with wheat and corn. You got to buy, if you don't buy your seed from Monsanto, and, you know, farmers, your neighboring farmer's seeds blow over into your property, and you harvest a Monsanto genetically altered plant, they can sue you. They can come after you.
Well, you know, the FDA just decided that they aren't going to require anyone to label genetically altered foods. They said that they didn't find any reason to, and that's pretty much the way it's going to be for probably a good 10 or 20 years unless there's some kind of real problem with it. So that's something that's going to be something in our future. We're all eating it now because, like I said, they don't have to label it, and nobody knows if it's genetically altered.
Have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
No, I haven't heard of that.
There's a monument built in Georgia that states that the goals of the world are to eliminate hundreds of millions of people, to reduce the population to worldwide overall to about 500 million. So it can be sustainable, so that life on Earth can be sustainable, and I think that's just that's part of the plan. I mean, I've done a film on chemtrails, so you've got contrails. We're all used to those. That's the little trails that evaporate behind the planes after they've passed over at high altitudes.
Yep, I actually videotaped those.
The chemtrails never do evaporate. They spread and they spread and they spread, and then they drop on our food, they drop on our water, they drop on us. And people, after a heavy spraying like this, you can read in the paper about flu illness going on in almost epidemic proportions. And of course, they've prepared us for the bird flu. Watch out for those birds. Watch out for those birds. We may have to come and kill all of your chickens. You need to implant your chickens and your turkeys with microchips. And if one of the chickens crosses the road, you need to report it to the government. And
that's a crackdown on
the American independent farmers.
Yeah.
Because Tyson Chicken doesn't have to chip their chickens.
I actually videotaped chemtrails, and I appeared in a news segment on WSVN in South Florida. It was just a complete coincidence. I happened to have my camera, and I videotaped a perfect tic-tac-toe pattern right over Fort Lauderdale, and they ran a news segment on it. And they actually treated me quite well in the news segment, surprisingly. But, yeah, it's not surprising that they might be doing something with the chickens and the cows, too, and that could be why they're doing it, not just because they produce more, but you just never know. You could just... For all we know, they could be putting something in the feed that causes their meat to taste a certain way or to taste better. In that situation, it might not even be a drug. It could just be taste. And then they know that a certain percentage of the population will react to that. The way people love pizza so much, they could love a certain type of chicken so much.
Well, the cattle industry, they're feeding cattle these hormones. They're feeding them genetically altered grain in the feedlots, and I try to keep my freezer stocked with range-fed beef grown by my neighbors here. We've been eating cattle for thousands of years. We've been eating beef for thousands of years. We've been eating antelope and deer and that kind of thing for thousands of years without the illnesses and the disabilities or the obesity that we've got today.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does make you wonder about that kind of thing. Like I said, I'm a skinny guy naturally, so I don't really understand the food addiction too well, but I have a feeling that it's a certain personality type, you know, that's probably reacting to whatever they're doing. I mean, otherwise, every single person on the street would be overweight, and we actually just have a significantly higher percentage. But the thing that's interesting about the tobacco with regards to possibly something being in it that causes people to smoke more, there was a TV commercial, an anti-smoking TV commercial, where people were holding up signs that had little quotes, little psychological quotes of what the tobacco company was targeting, like they were targeting certain personality types, and that could be something that they found in documents that was actually related to the effect that this other drug has that's in the tobacco, that it just so happens to make this type of person smoke more, or it just so happens to make that type of person smoke more, which would explain why there are few people, although they're far and few in between, who can smoke American tobacco and still don't smoke much. I know a drummer who only smokes about 6 to 7 cigarettes a day, and he's never had a problem with it, but he's just a different personality type, you know?
Well,
with all the stresses in the world.
The industry benefited from Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, who basically launched the first psychological campaign to make it okay for women to smoke. Women it was considered socially unacceptable for women to smoke in public, and then Bernays got a hold of television, or the television got a hold of Bernays, and the tobacco industry got a hold of Bernays, and suddenly women were marching in the street smoking American tobacco to show their independence.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember hearing from a relative about that.
We are so manipulated. I say one of the little Clay Douglas quotes I've got under is that they perfected the art of slavery to the point that the slaves don't know they're slaves anymore.
Oh yeah,
and even a Roman senator suggested that the slaves be required to wear a white armband so everyone would know who the slaves were. And then another senator said, no, we can't do that, no. Because if they saw how many of them there were, they might rebel.
Yeah. No, they aren't required to wear an armband.
When you try to talk to somebody today, I've experienced this a number of times in the last month. I've got new issues out. I go out and I put it out. And people are afraid to read it. They're afraid to look at it. Oh, wow, you don't. You think terrorists didn't destroy the World Trade Center? No, I absolutely do not. You know, no way a plane hitting those buildings could have done the damage that was done. So no, I don't believe that, and I don't believe any Arabs in a cave in Afghanistan made the U.S. Air Force stand down. And people will stand up and walk away from it. Like they're afraid to hear the truth. Have you experienced?
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, folks, the website is therealshockingtruth.com, and you can get the book for $4.99. You can also get a link to a music video on there. And, Edward, you, after writing a book, you say you had to turn down a major book deal after your short story was featured on a national television talk show. You, why did you turn down this offer?
Well, because this is something I learned in the music business, and it also happens with movies as well, but they can include things in the contract that in a roundabout way say that they can just lock the book up forever and not ever sell it, and you can't sell it either, or at least for the term of the contract. And that fine print is in most contracts, and they don't usually do anything. They don't usually do anything like mean as a result of it, but it's just like a basic contract. And I refused to sign it. They refused to take it out, and so I didn't sign it. I would rather just sell it on my own. I mean, we do live in an internet age. The main reason that people used to sign with a publishing company, whether it's music or whether it has to do with books, is because they had no way to distribute their material. That was the original purpose, and that's the problem that they're having right now with the artists. Some of the artists now are just going right online and selling their whole album for $2 or $3. And you know why they're doing that? Is because that's all they made off of it anyways, because the publishing companies are really just the mafia. You know, they're taking 85% of everything that Bon Jovi makes. So
that's I've always had a healthy skepticism. I mean, call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but as a child, I didn't feel comfortable going into churches, organized churches.
Yeah.
Nothing against Jesus, nothing against the Bible, but the organized churches didn't feel right to me. And I felt the same way about banks. I felt the same way about publishing companies. I've got 3 or 4 books, and I've never released them to any publishing companies.
Yeah.
I've got half a dozen songs, one of which is the theme song that's playing here, Rainbow Bird. I wrote that almost 30 years ago, and I've never sent it out to a publishing company.
Yep.
You know, I found a long time ago that freedom of the press belongs to those who can afford a press. And that's the Free American. You can buy it at Hastings. I've got national distribution for it. But I would prefer to sell it to the people for $2 or $2.50, you know, in bundles of 50 or 100, than sell it to the publishing company and sit around and wait for 4 months for my money. And then if they don't like, if Barnes & Noble doesn't like the picture I got on the cover, in this case, it's George Bush and Ron Paul saying, impeach this one and elect this one. Yeah, they'll just take it off the shelf. They will hide it. I've got people telling me, well, we found it in the cooking section.
Well, hopefully we'll see an end to the publishing companies and the record companies very soon.
All right, sir. Listen, I really appreciate you being on with me. And
yeah, I want to thank you. Look, I want to thank you for having me on.
All right. Edward Rose, The Real Shocking Truth. And my number is 888-678-1444. Go to freeamerican.com, order some magazines, and listen to the next show. We'll be talking about him on the next show.
With recent